Okay, where were we? Bolster. If you had a bunch of people visiting, and in the old days particularly, if you didn't have, and they had a lot of kids, and you didn't have a place for them to keep, to stay on the bed, you, on the floor to sleep.
Pallets.
You'd make a pallet. Then out on the farm again. If you have some flat, low land lying along a stream, what would you call that? Do you know what that is?
Swamp.
Okay. What about bottom land?
Bottom land, well, there's not much difference, is there?
Okay, there's not, in your mind, there's,
yeah,
they're pretty much the same,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If there's a good place that's kind of low like that for grazing cattle, what would you call that?
Not a pasture, no.
Meadow?
Meadow, yes.
Maybe?
Yeah, but meadow is not a word that's used, I don't think I've ever heard anybody call,
okay,
in the country, meadow.
Okay,
yeah.
Not around here. Okay,
no,
that's what
no,
I thought.
No,
that's what I thought. Okay. Then what about, not a swamp, but a place near the ocean where the tide comes in and they have grass growing there?
It's all down around Beaufort.
Yeah.
What is the word?
Marsh?
Marsh. You can tell when you're getting close because you smell the marshes.
Yeah.
And they're full of soft shell crab, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially down around Beaufort.
Yeah, that's beautiful down there.
Oh, yeah. Crazy about it.
There's a kind of dirt that's very rich and black. What would you call that?
I don't know.
Loam?
Loam, yes, loam. Loam, mm-hmm. Loam, yes.
Okay.
But you buy loam.
Okay.
I don't know where you find rich black soil like that because Georgia and the Carolinas are full of clay and chalk and sand and...
Right.
Yep.
Around
no
here.
No loam.
No loam around here, right. Okay. Now, if they're getting the water off the marshes, you would say they're doing what?
Draining.
And the thing they might dig to get the water off would be a...
Ditch.
A ditch, okay. Now, you mentioned the canal earlier. There's often a place on the canal where the water goes off into a mill.
Yes.
What do you call that? Do you have a name for that?
Oh, I don't know whether they do or not. And those mills up in Ashbeck are run by the canal.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. But they still are.
Yes.
Have you ever, now you're the person who would know this, I've been asking everybody, did they use the mills for, or not the mills, the canals for boating at any time?
I'm sure many years ago, but then you could also use the river for boating, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when we were children, now I was under 12, I would think. In the paper, Santa Claus is coming by barge down the canal. So we simply ran from here to 13th Street where the locks are in time to see the mule pulling the thing with Santa Claus on it on the barge.
Did
and it was really the first time I would be aware of anything being on it. And my mother would say I never saw anything like it before. I imagine that up in that upper part of that, let's say that part of the canal before it got into the mill area,
mm-hmm,
would be a good place for sporting couples and that kind,
mm-hmm,
of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I never saw them on the canal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Always have been nice walks along the canal, and I don't know who destroyed them through the years, but there's just nothing.
Yeah.
It'll cost thousands of dollars to restore it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it can